Sydney.
And I'm Shakira.
We are True Crime from A to Z,
where we tell you the true stories of crimes about the Great White North.
Our show focuses on the crime, but pays respect to the victims and their families.
We're so excited to bring our passion project to life and hope you'll join us to bring light to these cases.
So we'd love to tell you a little bit about ourselves, since we are brand new. I'm Sydney, and I have been watching cop shows for a super long time, mostly on my own because my family isn't into that really as much. But I watched a ton of cop shows, and then I moved to Canada for about a year and a half and fell in love with the people in Canada. And I just love the people. Of course, people are people, but the people that I met there, for the most part, were just amazing. And I love Canada. I lived in Ontario, and I just love it there. I want to go back so bad. It's beautiful. In Ontario, it's so diverse. Been to BC, Vancouver. That was beautiful. And so
you even had surgery there.
I did have surgery in Ontario. That was an adventure. Not planning on ever repeating. But and then I came home, got back into my crime shows, and I met a wonderful man that I married, and we consumed all the cop shows that we could. And I decided that I wanted to listen to this kind of thing rather than watch it, because I don't do very well with blood. And then my brother and my mom are totally into podcasts. Like, they don't hardly ever listen to music. And my brother suggested a true crime podcast to me, and I started listening to it, and I was hooked, and I binged it. I finished like the 70 to 80 episodes in probably under a month, and I told my brother that. And he's like, "You finished already?" I think he was a little concerned
about your sanity.
Yeah, but I was done after that, and I just consumed every true crime podcast that I could find that I liked. And then I had a friend suggest that I make a podcast because I love talking about this kind of thing. I love trying to, like, the psychology part of this whole genre of trying to figure out what is going on in their brain, because there's got to be something wrong in their brain to be able to think that anything like this is okay. And so I love trying to figure that out and listening to everything. And then after 6 months of trial and error, the appropriate co-host, I finally realized and remembered that Shakira, my lovely co-host, into this kind of thing. And then I was so mad at myself for not thinking of her earlier. And so I invited her to be my co-host. Yes, since second grade. Which is
because her hands were the same size.
Yes, my friends, because her hands were the same size. Remember that.
When you're 7 years old, that's like the hilarious, most important thing ever.
Really bizarre. But now we are here, and I asked her to be my co-host, and she said yes. And so we've been just figuring things out and plowing through things, and now we're here. And we're recording.
Oh my gosh.
And it's crazy.
It is.
And it doesn't feel real. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited to finally be doing this. I've been trying and trying to get to this point, and now we're here.
Oh, so
I'm super excited to be a part of True Crime from A to Z, which my love for Canada is why I chose to do cases that take place in Canada, because they're not as covered. There are so many cases that aren't as covered. I was talking to Canadian True Crime, and she said that the Indigenous people, there are so many horrible misdeeds that happen to them that aren't covered.
So their stories deserve to be told too.
Exactly. Everyone's story deserves to be told. And so we want to find those stories that are not as well told so that we can pay respect to them too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit about me. Shakira, will you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, absolutely. I'm Shakira, and I feel like I was destined to become a crime junkie. I grew up with my mom watching Forensic Files, and my dad, like, I don't remember if it's recently or not, but he loves Life PD. So we watch a lot of that. And he, you know, we talk about it quite a bit. And so I just feel like I was destined, because even though my brother is not as into it, he at least will talk to me about it. And so I feel like my whole family kind of got me into it. And then I started to study serial killers and stuff because I was so, like you said, I was so interested in the psychology of why they thought it was okay to do what they did. And I started watching documentaries and watching true crime YouTubers and listening to true crime podcasts. And just, I became so hooked that I think I scared a lot of people in my extended family. Like, I think my grandpa saw me researching for one of, like, my serial killers, and he was looking at me like, are you good?
I haven't told very many of my friends for that very same reason.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like a lot of people.
I don't think, like, any of my friends know.
Oh, I know.
Because this is an interesting addiction.
It really is. About me personally, I'm married to a really, really great guy, and we just celebrated our very first anniversary a little bit ago, so that's really exciting stuff, because you were there. And I grew up with one brother, and I suddenly, when I got married, had 21 immediate family members. So that was definitely different. My mother and father-in-law.
Which is a huge family for any.
I haven't even met some of them, honestly, because they live in different areas. And my mother and father-in-law are amazing people who adopt and foster, and they just love to take care of people. And I admire that a lot. And some of them came from Canada. And even though I have not been to Canada myself, and I feel like, oh my gosh, I just want to go so bad. Take me, Sydney, seriously.
Oh, we're going, girl. Yeah, yeah. Don't you worry. We are going.
But I felt like I had family connections, and I think it was my sister-in-law who lived in Canada for a little bit as well. And so I was like, when you asked me to do it, I was like, yeah, of course, because I feel like I do have definite ties to Canada, and I do plan to go there. My husband is also very into true crime. He's into a lot of other things more, but he does support my true crime addiction. And he'll let me rant and rave. And he has been so supportive through all of this and just saying, like, go, Shigeru, you can do this and stuff. So I was so excited when you asked me to become a part of this. And I'm just really, really glad to be able to have joined, and we have a great team that we've worked with. They've been absolutely great, and they're really nice people. I mean, I know you reached out to a lot of them. I didn't, but they are really.
I feel really lucky that we found all these the people that we're working with. So we're really excited for you guys to come and join us on this
very first episode,
True Crime Adventure. So we hope that you will stick with us, and that you will enjoy what our contribution to the true crime community.
Because it's an amazing community.
Yes, we love this community. And we are so excited to bring true crime from A to Z to life. And we hope you just love it as much as we love this podcast, and we love this community, and we love Canada.
Thank you guys for joining us. We're really excited.
Yes, thank you. And have a wonderful binging experience.